Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second series, second episode podcast, Gorish and Gorish, how to complete a degree course in English, or more specifically in history and French. The last episode covered the beginning of your project and then ended the description of the work completed from the end point. And what I'd like now to do now is to return to the middle point of this process. You said that you went on to teach at school in September last year, mm-hmm. September 21. Yes. And before you went, you had handed in the project outline to your supervisor. And then you said you got the supervision, the feedback back in October, so mm-hmm. shortly after you finished your teaching experience, or work experience. What kind of feedback did you get, and how did you react to the feedback? How did he sort of get back to you? Did he give you any kind of concrete tasks to do? Did he set kind of concrete issues to cover? And how did you react? What kind of email did you write? And how did you incorporate this stuff into your own work?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the email that I wrote to him, I asked him to look at the project outline, to look at especially at my research question, the thesis and the hypothesis, and so that my argument in my outline is, it does make sense, that I don't get lost mm-hmm. in the works, mm-hmm. or that I... that like the theories that I use, that they fit, mm-hmm, that I use mm-hmm, them correctly, mm-hmm. or if he has, you know, like if he is not okay with one of my theses or mm-hmm. theory, that he if he could make an example what mm-hmm, I could mm-hmm, do better, mm-hmm. and he did so. Good, he wrote me back a really long email.
Mm-hmm. So the point was to write a very concrete email. Interestingly enough, you as a student wrote to the supervisor, to the professor, a kind of guideline.
Yeah, it was a bit weird.
But this is exactly what
because
I'm,
I told him what mm-hmm, to do, but mm-hmm. he's the professor and I'm the student.
Exactly. And at what point to get back to you? So you needed to tell him at which point you needed the reply.
Oh yes, mm-hmm. I did. Please mm-hmm. write that back to me to the 15th of October.
So it's a bit weird.
So it was really weird. So I had really I asked like all of my friends and my parents, is this email okay? Can I really write him that? But yeah, it was okay. And he didn't, he really was really kind. He appreciated my work and gave me a good feedback. Some points he had a little critique, so a bit of critique, so totally normal. And of course to be mm-hmm. expected. Mm-hmm. So, but he was really kind in his way of telling, and he pointed out what to do or where to look up, mm-hmm. what text to read.
Very good, excellent. And he stayed within the time frame you set.
Oh yes, he did. Perfect.
So this is from the point of view of a professor. Now me speaking as a university teacher, we welcome a very clear kind of email correspondence with students telling us what exactly they want us to mm-hmm. do. And then, of course, getting back and saying thank you is the politeness exercise. But then, of course, we expect, and as you did in your case too, that students take on board the advice. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So this is the feedback, and you appreciated the feedback.
Yeah.
And then set out writing, or began writing.
I did in November. From mid October to like mid November, I did like both things at the same mm-hmm. time. I switched between reading and writing, like usually reading in the morning while I was still fresh, mm-hmm. then over my over midday mm-hmm. when I was mm-hmm. eating, I could settle down, and then I wrote a bit.
Mm-hmm. And the not reading in the morning, would that be primary or secondary? Your sources?
My sources were only secondary.
Okay, so you didn't do any kind of archival work?
No, I didn't go to the archives. Good, I didn't okay. look for real like newspaper clips.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is the secondary material, the reading in the morning and starting to write.
Yes, exactly. And
afterwards.
At first, in this stage in October and November, I started with not with sentences, but just with bullet points. Mm-hmm. And I had several documents for my categories. I had communication, organization and reception. And for each category had a a separate document on which I did take my notes.
Mm-hmm.
And only later, like in December or January, I put all of it together.
Mm-hmm. Did you take the notes on the computer or handwriting?
Both. Okay, when both. I was reading, I take my notes with hands. Mm-hmm. But when I'm like really starting to write, mm-hmm. I take them into a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's because then I can switch mm-hmm. between the documents and copy mm-hmm. things.
And given the fact that you actually had just 3 months for writing, the expose was in the project outline in August, September teaching, and the report in October, two of these awkward mm-hmm. reports in October. So that made 3 months for just the writing. How did that pages. Go with three languages, handling the sort of three different social movements, Chartism, the Canus, Lyon,
mm-hmm.
and the Silesian Weavers, and the three languages, German, English, and French?
So my secondary literature was, of course, in all these three languages, and for French and English, I used dictionaries. Like every time I read, I used Langscheid and Pons.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I had to struggle, like when it was late or I was already tired. I admit I copied
whole sections.
Yeah, whole sections, and put them into Deeple.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good online dictionary for all sorts of languages. And I just translated that into German
mm-hmm.
and looked at the German translation. And then I used that translation and made it fit to my mm-hmm. text. So mm-hmm. I didn't copy it completely. Mm-hmm. But I adapted it.
Mm-hmm. So this Deeple, really helped. Deeple.com works with when you know the languages.
Yeah, when you know the language, mm-hmm. it works very mm-hmm. well, yes.
Good. And did working in these three languages distract you? Did you have these kind of interferences when trying to write? Okay.
Yes, I did. Like also, when I stopped working on a thesis, like in my free time, I had this mix of languages in my head, and I switched between all those three languages because I couldn't remember like my own mother tongue. I only knew the words like in French or in English, mm-hmm. and then, you know, some of my friends, they don't speak French, but I spoke French, and there was, hey, what did you just say?
Did you keep actually a list of vocabulary?
Yeah,
for
I did.
You
I did. Okay. I made a list, mm-hmm. especially for the technical terms, because mm-hmm. The weaving industry, the textile industry, mm-hmm. you of course I don't know the words from them,
mm-hmm.
so I used Good. Technical dictionaries. Online, especially for the textile industry, mm-hmm. I looked them up in this mm-hmm. very specific dictionary.
Dictionaries, yeah.
And then I made a list mm-hmm. with translations into all the three languages.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and can you say a few words on the daily process of writing? The how to sit down in the morning, switch on the computer, and then type ahead after the period of alternating reading and writing had finished, and just writing.
In the last winter semester, I had to attend three seminars and lecture series for my Staatsexamen, so for my final exams. But before them, so early in the morning, and after them, after I came back and did a little break, I sat down and started to write. So you really need a lot of self-discipline. And it was hard, you know, you come from university, you're actually tired after writing per hand 90 minutes straight. But you need a little time to get in the writing process. But when you're in it, it works.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I have like long times when I just write and then I take a break. Usually when I don't have to go to university, I sit down at 8 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
right to like 12 or 1 o'clock p.m. And then I do take a long break, sometimes up to 4 hours, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
But then at around 4 or 5 to like 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I write again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this really worked out for me.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. We come back to you in a second. Thank you very mm-hmm. much for these
You're welcome.
Pieces of information. Thank you.